Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the most mouth-watering 27 minutes in radio history. And I hope my voice is going to make it.
I hope so too, my love. We're just going to have to spray the studio down with some Lysol after we're done, or fumigate it, because you sound awful.
Thank you. But we are now broadcasting in HD and almost live. Nance and I have a great show lined up for you today, so let's start drooling.
This segment is Familia Style, not.
Not.
And we'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm. A long, long time ago, on a road trip far, far away, as we were passing by a restaurant, our two friends, Jan and Jerry, suggested we review it. So we put them on the fast track, and only 3 short years later, we finally found time to do it.
We did. I mean, that wasn't so long.
No, that's because our friends, we put them to the head of the line.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If they weren't, God, it would be like 5 years from now.
Nancy investigated this restaurant menu and was really excited when she discovered they offered a family-style dinner for $27.95 per person.
That was a deal.
Yeah, it seemed like a really good deal.
Oh, and I was my tongue was hanging out for everything that was on the family-style dinner.
There's something about family-style food when it's Italian.
Mm.
It's really good. It seemed like a fantastic deal, so off we went to Serenello's Ristorante Italiano at the Westin Hotel in Wheeling.
And the restaurant has an outside entrance, so you don't have to go into the Westin Hotel. And it's got complimentary valet parking, and it is handicap accessible. Easy peasy.
Sure, what could go wrong?
Exactly. As we walked in, we were amazed at how large the restaurant was and how elegant the decor was. And surprisingly, the staff, they were really unpretentious and friendly, weren't they?
They were. I was surprised because it was a higher-end place, it looked like it.
Mm-hmm.
They were really nice. They're down to earth.
Yeah. And you definitely need a reservation on a Saturday night due to the close proximity to the Lincolnshire Marriott Theater.
Yes.
They have a theater pre-dinner menu every day, every single day. So you have to go on the website and check it out. All the details are there for you.
We did see what seemed like a lot of people that were heading to the show. Like they all came in at the same time before the show.
Mm-hmm. Because we went early because we're seniors.
Exactly. What, dinner at 4:30 is not normal? No?
It wasn't that early.
Okay, well, we were late then.
Our waiter brought over what turned out to be the bestest and crunchiest rustic Italian bread that we have ever put in our mouths.
Oh.
I'm just talking about it now. My mouth is salivating. I'm like, oh my God. It was the crunchiest ever, and the inside was so moist . And this went well with the olive oil and Parmesan dip. The bread is like potato chips. You can't stop eating it. And I had 2 pieces, and after Jim's 3rd piece, I had to move the bread basket away from him.
Party pooper.
Far, far away from him.
Wow.
Yeah, huh? Because you were ready to dig in for that last piece.
No. Most people think bread is bread, but this was really good. The crust was crunchy and just something about it.
I'm going
really good
back
taste
for that.
It was no wonder bread, but, you know. The waiter asked if we were ready to order, and we certainly were.
Yep.
Nancy proudly proclaimed that we were going to have the family-style dinner tonight, and she started rattling off our choices. We'll have this, we'll have this, we'll have blah, 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 blah. That's when our waiter's face went from a smile to a frown as he said, Sorry, family-style dinners are for parties of four or more.
Oops.
Now, let's review this.
Okie doke.
We traveled 38 miles in a torrential downpour to review a family-style dinner that we can't have because my little poopsie didn't see the fine print.
I was going a couple weeks later to the eye doctor to get my eyes examined, but they did change my glasses.
That's pretty much it, though, right? What we did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I know, and it was really bad. We couldn't even see driving. It was so torrential, the downpour.
What do you mean we? I was driving.
I was your co-pilot, and I kept saying, watch out, watch out, watch out.
I know.
We even passed the exit.
You were too busy on the passenger seat screaming.
I do that well.
You know, and after all going through all of this, she has the nerve to call me a moron?
Okay.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
But all is not lost. The waiter was laughing at Nancy because she was tempted to go to the parking lot to grab two people to join us for dinner. That way we could order the family style.
Yeah, and I really was ready to go. And you're holding my arm down and saying no. And I'm saying, why not? Maybe somebody would want family style too.
Could have made two new friends.
Exactly. I like making new friends where I go. I don't see what the big deal was. Then we could have had that deal.
Okay.
So since that didn't work, on to plan B. We wanted the crispy calamari jardiniere for $13.95 as an appetizer. This was fried calamari served with a side of jardiniere and marinara sauce. This was absolutely delish. The calamari was really tender, and the jardiniere wasn't hot and spicy like you would expect. It just had a good flavor to it.
Yeah, I really like a good jardiniere, but most of the time they make it a little too hot and spicy.
And all you taste is hot.
Exactly.
And you're trying to cool down your mouth, and it's like, and you can't taste the flavors.
Exactly. So everything here is a la carte.
Yes.
Because we can't get the family-style meal.
I know. So go ahead, keep rubbing it in.
And Nancy started off her meal with a small house salad for $4.95, and I had a bowl of Toscano soup for $7.95.
And it was a big bowl.
It is. It had a cream of potato base, and it was loaded with bell peppers and Italian sausage.
Ooh-hoo, sausage.
Just speaking Italian.
Okie dokie.
It was hearty enough to be a meal. It was really, really good.
You take that, because that was a lot of soup. I mean, that bowl was big.
With sausage.
And then you take that rustic Italian bread that we had.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That would be a meal in itself.
You know, if I wasn't the trained professional, I may have stopped with that.
But
we must forge on.
But needless to say,
we
didn't stop there. Jim decided to have the rigatoni with sausage and broccoli in a Parmesan broth, $15.95. You see, his mind is on sausage tonight.
No, sausage.
Sausage. This was very tasty, but he thought it could have used more sausage.
Sausage.
But I'll tell you, that broth was, award-winning dynamite. I don't know how they made it.
How they make that broth is
they use that extra cheese,
the rind
of the wheel of cheese, and that's how they have to use. I mean, that's the only way you can make Parmesan broth. But I don't know, it was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Nancy chose the braised beef ravioli with meat bolognese sauce for $17.95. This ravioli contains lots of shredded beef and was really different.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this dish spoiled her because... Spoiled?
It spoiled?
It spoiled.
It spoiled me. I'm spoiled.
Because, you know, most ravioli...
Are you...
What?
Keep on. Go ahead.
I'm spoiled.
It spoiled me.
This dish spoiled her because most times when they make a meat ravioli, they, it's a lot of...
Filler.
Yeah, it's
spinach,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
And this was really all meat.
It was good.
It was good.
It was hearty. It was awesome.
It was good.
It did spoil me. Now I don't know if I can order ravioli again unless I go over there because I'm spoiled.
You're spoiled.
I'm spoiled.
Mm-hmm. You know, anybody else would just let that little slip go by the wayside.
Yeah, but not moi.
Not you, sweetums. No.
You give me such hard words to say, and I make a fool of myself here most of the times that sometimes I have to do that to you, too. Spoiled. And to dessert.
Please do.
Because I'm spoiled. We both spotted an old favorite, namely banana tiramisu for $6.95, and had to have it. We always share our dessert because I don't really eat the dessert. I know Jim will say,
Here we go.
But I only take a couple of bites just for a little sweet after I eat. And that satisfies my sweet tooth.
Mm-hmm.
This was tiramisu with sliced bananas inside and outside with a layer of chocolate on top and drizzled with caramel sauce.
Ooh.
Do not, I repeat, do not pass this up. This tiramisu was awesome. It tasted like bananas Foster gone wild.
See, that was the difference because we've had banana tiramisu before,
mm-hmm.
and we thought that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
But when you add like the little caramel on top, bananas Foster.
They must have done something to make that the flavor taste like bananas Foster besides just caramel. Because it was out of this world.
It's really, really good. So if you do go there, don't pass it up at all.
Oh, no. Because next time I ever go there again, separate desserts.
And we're going to dig up two more people out of the parking lot.
Oh, I'm bringing friends so I can get my family dinner. And they better pick the stuff I like off the family menu.
Oh, well, that's a problem. You're going to sit there and argue for a half hour because no one can agree on what they want.
I'll tell them I picked the restaurant. I get to pick the food.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All of their pastas are made in-house by hand, and you can really taste the difference.
And the cost for our not-so-familiar style dinner was $83.46. Manja.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
I'm sure he will.
Oh, yeah.
So, my love, what's your take on this ristorante?
You know, I like my meal, but I think that Nancy won with her dinner. The soup actually put me over the edge, and I walked out with a huge Serenello shopping bag with both of our leftovers in it.
And you had lunches the following week at work with mine and yours
for days. It was great.
Too bad you couldn't take home that bread. You ate all of it except for one piece in the basket.
Well, that's why I wouldn't pay to take it home. I ate everything.
Unbelievable.
What's your take, Toots?
Well, Jim's dinner intrigued me because I'm still trying to figure out how they made that broth, because I love that Parmesan broth. It was just completely different than any Italian dinner that I've ever eaten. It was really, 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 really good. And I'm still picking out the beef out of my teeth from the ravioli. That's how beefy it was.
Beefy ravioli.
You betcha.
Where is the beef?
It's at Serenello's Ristorante Italiano.
Ooh, nice segue. Ooh, nice.
601 North Milwaukee Avenue in Wheeling, 60090. The phone number is 847-777-6878. The website is www.serenellos.com. The directions, you take 47 South to I-90 East, to Route 53 North, to Lake Cook Road East, to Milwaukee Avenue South, to restaurant. It's easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
Estimated travel time, 45 minutes. In the pouring rain, a good hour.
at least. Well, for those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP. And don't stand too close to your radio because you might catch my cold.
Okay? And we put you in WHRU. Now, my love, did we get any letters this week?
I'm pretty sure we did. Let me check.
Letters. We get letters. We get tracks and stacks of letters.
Ooh, look, we got a letter.
I know.
One little letter in a big sack. But it's from our friend Annie, and she told us about Cara Una Volta.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be Sarah Una Volta. What do I know?
Hey, don't start being like me now. She told me how to say it. Cara Una Volta. That's how she said it. So I kept it. I memorized it. Cara una volta.
You sound like Count Dracula.
Yeah. It's in South Elgin. Yeah, shut up.
And what is it? Her son is a UPS driver.
And he's always in that parking lot between Caputo's and Target on Randall Road. And he's always dropping off packages and says it's always loaded. And he went there one night, and he says it was absolutely out of this world.
Well, you know, we're always looking for new restaurants, especially Italian ones.
And he's Italian, so he should know.
He ought to know. So we're going to check that out. We thank you. And our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
You are fake news.
Fake.
Fake.
Well, back by popular demand, here is one of our favorite segments, fake news. This is where Nance and I both scour the countryside and the internet and everything for news stories.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are true.
Yes.
And some of them are just totally a figment of our twisted little minds.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to figure out which is which. And whoever gets the most, every correct answer, you win 1.5 million points.
What does that? Wait, 1.5 million points, what does that get us?
Absolutely nothing except 1.5 million points.
Well, that's no fun.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, this is from the Gourmet magazine, hot on the heels of the wildly successful McRib sandwich, just in time for the holidays. McDonald's is unveiling their McTurkin sandwich.
Ooh.
This is a tasty blend of ground-up, processed chicken, turkey, and duck. Like the McRibs, which is shaped like baby back ribs, this will be shaped like a turkey, topped with cranberry sauce and served on a brioche bun. Is this true or is this false?
Knowing McDonald's, I'm going to say true.
False.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe McDonald's should listen to us. Come up with something.
See, I used my imagination.
How about that?
I came up with something good.
Well, the next one is a headline from the Huffington Post.
Mm-hmm.
Reputable source.
You betcha.
Man invents deep-fried water.
Wait. Wait. Okay. Okay. Water.
Man invents deep-fried water.
You can't deep-fry water. Water hits oil. Poof.
I will explain.
Okay.
The key to deep-frying water is to enclose it in a gelatinous substance like calcium alginate.
Well, that sounds yummy.
It's got to be.
Hmm.
You roll the congealed balls of water in egg and panko crumbs and carefully place them in a deep fryer.
Okay, wait. I'm trying to wrap my head around this.
Okay.
You're taking water,
mm-hmm,
and you're putting it into a substance, a gelatinous substance. How do you get that water into a gelatinous substance?
It doesn't say.
Oh, okay.
Let me continue.
Okay, keep going.
People who have tried this, they say it is the blandest thing they have ever tasted.
Well, no fooling. It's water.
But, you know, you may want to make a note to oneself. Mixing water and hot oil together can create an explosive reaction. So don't try this at home.
No fooling.
Is this true or is it false?
I didn't need that time to think. That's false. Water. Really?
It's actually true.
Water?
It's actually true.
Oh, my God.
Look on the Huffington Post.
This man has got, he's got to get a job or something. Cause
it's true.
He played around with something. And
men will deep fry anything.
Oh, wow. Okay. Newsflash from the Down Under Gazette. What?
No, go ahead.
It's Australia, Down Under?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Vegemite is very popular in Australia, so therefore, the Vegematic Corporation came up with an attachment for their food processor called the Vegemite-O-Matic, complete with a recipe for making your own Vegemite. Vegemite sucks. We were there in Australia. I just opened the package and took a sniff and ugh.
It tastes like crude oil.
And you tasted it. They use it like marmalade or grape jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
I know.
But is this true or is this false?
I'm going to have to say false on that.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, our next one is from the Belfast Telegraph. Frito-Lay is having contests all over the world to come up with new potato chip flavors.
Oh, I know that. You've been getting some yucky-tasting ones in Aruba lately.
Some contenders are fish and chips, chili and chocolate, crispy duck and hoisin, onion bhaji, and builder's breakfast, which is a mix I will explain. Patience. It's a mix of egg, bacon, sausage, and beans. Now, their newest flavor is Cajun squirrel.
Really?
Now, that's good eating.
I hear it tastes like chicken. Cajun squirrel potato chips.
You know.
Wait. Is this true or is this false?
Well, first of all, okay.
Yes.
I'm worried about my little squirrels in the backyard. If they're going to become extinct, and they won't be gathering around my old oak tree.
And potato chips.
Oh, is it true or is it false? Knowing Frito-Lay with all the crummy choices that they've made with some of their potato chips, they'd say it's true. I won.
It is true.
Yeah,
about that.
Because they come up with some weird thing. You had lobster potato chips once.
Yeah, I had shrimp potato chips too.
Awful.
They were not too good.
You took one and our friend took another and it was in the garbage.
You win some, you lose some.
Well, the Wall Street Journal wrote about the Rainforest Cafe's new burger.
Ooh.
It is a zero-calorie, all-veggie burger actually made from rainforest vegetation.
What?
Unfortunately, they are being sued, though, by the EPA for decimating thousands of acres of protected rainforest. Rainforest Cafe was unavailable for comment. Is this true or is this false?
You know, I'm going to say that's true.
False.
Oh, I fell for it.
You fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker.
Okay, this next one is from Snopes.com.
They're really snoopy people.
Yes, and they wrote an article about castoreum.
Castoreum?
Castoreum.
Is that like the castor oil we used to have to drink?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Let me explain.
Okay.
Old dining duet.
Alrighty.
Okay. A beaver's posterior smells really good. This is according to Joanne Crawford. Isn't she an actress?
Joan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This one is a wildlife ecologist who told National Geographic that she just loves the smell.
Oh, she goes and smells beaver's butts?
She must be a very lonely woman.
Oh, my. You know something?
That's what Joanne Crawford said.
Right.
She likes the smell of a beaver's butt.
All right.
Now, this sometimes, you know, when you get some type of food and has vanilla, raspberry, or strawberry flavors in it, they want to up it up a little bit, you know, so enhance it.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do, they put, take a guess.
Get stuff in it.
Castoreum.
Mm-hmm.
And guess where castoreum comes from? Yes, a beaver's butt.
Oh.
Remember that the next time you bite into a vanilla wafer. Is that true or false?
False, false, false.
It is true.
Oh, when I start making cookies with vanilla extract, do I have to worry?
Enjoy your breakfast, everybody. Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aww. Well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin?